Welcome to Disney Through Our Eyes, the podcast from Eye to Eye, Kyle and Jessica. You're listening to the audio-only portion of our weekly segment where we discuss what's going on in the world of Disney through our eyes.
Since this is primarily a video podcast, you'll sometimes hear us referencing things we are showing on screen. We encourage you to go check out our YouTube channel if you want the full experience. Links for that will be in the description for this episode.
Regardless of how you enjoy our content, we're thankful you're here to share and discuss what's going on in the wide world of Disney.
Welcome back to Eye to Eye, the place where we talk about anything and everything Disney. My name is Kyle.
And my name is Jessica. And before we get started, if you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel and turning on that notification bell so you don't miss any of our content.
And if you enjoy this type of content, we ask that you support it by joining the Powerline, which is our channel membership program. You can find the links for that in the description or up above in the video right now. This is our series called Disney Through Our Eyes, where we talk about anything and everything that might be on our mind in the world of the Disney spectrum. Star Wars, Marvel, National Geographic, Disney cruise lines, planes, everything that Disney owns.
Which is half of the world.
It literally is a monopoly at this point. Will they stop at nothing to control the entirety of the world? Like, but they're doing it with happiness and joy, though, so you can't really, like, fault them all that much, can you?
I mean, no.
No, no, no.
All right. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here, so.
So, in this series every week, and this is, like, episode 14 or something like that, I can't even remember now. We pick a Disney different topic to talk about together. Okay. Usually we don't know kind of each other's thing. Want to give us a hint, maybe what you want to talk about?
Well, mine continues my series of things I would not wait an hour in line for.
So probably one of the parks we haven't talked about yet. Mine is going to be about a recent Marvel movie. For my topic this week, I want to talk about, well, something related to the Black Widow.
Honestly. I was going
to
say, let me guess. You say a movie.
Think about this. You know, it could be.
Obviously, it's going to be Black Widow that just came out.
I should have just said a Marvel thing. Then people could think about, like, Loki. No. People could think about What If.
Again, we would know it's Black Widow.
By the way, can we address, like, how confused you were after watching the What If trailer?
Bro. On a scale of addition to calculus 12... I had no idea, and I'm over here in calculus land. I don't even understand.
It was so funny, y'all. Just watch, like, she's always confused with Marvel stuff anyway. And then, like, the What If, she's like, wait, now he's this person and that's that person? But yeah, how did he become Star-Lord and how did they become Black Panther? It was like, she couldn't process
the things. I
can't grasp
it. I don't understand it as is, so when you add in twists and stuff, no. That's just too much. I will not be watching that because I don't understand it.
Yeah. Most of the people that were commenting on the video, they were like, why is she so confused? I mean, it's like, oh, I feel for her. She just didn't understand it all. It was just so much. So if you want to watch that trailer reaction, you can on our channel. That's out right now. I want to talk about Black Widow, though. More specifically, the character of Black Widow and her appearances in each Marvel movie that she's been in. Mm. So it would be fun.
Which is how many? Five? Four?
That's actually what I want us to do first. Jessica, I want to test Jessica and see how many she can name that Black Widow appears in.
Okay, obviously, Avengers Endgame, Avengers Infinity War.
All right, there's two right there.
Obviously, Black Widow.
Yes, that is, yes, that is true.
Was she in the first Avengers? Oh, we're just going to throw out the first Avengers.
So you've got three Avengers.
I'm going to say that.
Okay. So you said the first, Infinity War, Endgame, Black Widow. What else you got?
There's one more. Ant-Man.
Nope.
That's the Wasp. I don't know.
She's over here looking back here for...
Oh, Avengers Age of Ultron.
Yes, so that's all the Avengers movies. So you've got five now.
That's all, I think.
Okay, there's one more, two more that you're
Guardians
missing.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Three more, actually, that you're missing.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
Nope.
Okay, Thor?
Nope.
Iron Man?
Kind of.
Iron Man 3.
She went Iron Man to Iron Man 3. Skipped over the one that she's actually in. Iron Man 2. It's Iron Man 2. That's actually her first appearance in that.
Okay, okay.
For me then, or I was thinking about the other ones, almost forgot about. Civil War. She appears in that one.
Okay.
Captain America Civil War. But she also appears in Captain America the Winter Soldier.
Would have never guessed that. So glad you told me. Just, we could have been here all night.
She's very connected with Cap and Bucky and all that kind of stuff.
But I thought she was connected with, what's his name, Hawkeye.
That too. But think they're all kind of very closely related with what
Listen,
was
I don't
S.H.I.E.L.D.
actually even know what Hawkeye, what original movie he's in.
He's in Thor. He's in all the Avengers movies except for Infinity War. He's in Civil War. So he's in a lot of things.
Okay, I just remember Hawkeye from Avengers.
Yes, but he's mainly known for being in Avengers as well. Right. We're not talking about Hawkeye, though. We're talking about Black Widow, and we've laid out all of the movies that she's in. Iron Man 2, Cap, the Winter Soldier, Cap, Civil War, all of the 1, 2, 3, 4 Avengers, and then her own solo movie as well. That should be all of them laid out right there, yes.
Also, to be fair, I forgot there were 4 Avengers movies until I saw the little cheat right here.
I know. This is the wall here for her is just for her to look back.
I'm just going to put a little note card of cheating.
Now you don't have to turn around. You can kind of just like... kind of just turn your head, just cock it to the side real quick, and there you go. Just addressing the new setup that we have here. Trying something new. So now I want to talk about what would have been her best movie, because you're probably not going to remember a lot of the ones that
she's I'm going to say Endgame is probably not it, since she dies.
Or is it? Because she makes the ultimate sacrifice for the rest of the world.
I mean, sure, but if we're talking screen time...
Well, I think screen time counts towards this as well. I think it has to be considered, but I think what the character actually does.
Okay, so yeah, she sacrificed herself, blah, blah, blah. Cool, great.
She gave up herself for the greater good. And so Hawkeye could get back to his family, even despite all the evil that he had done during that 5-year gap.
Correct.
So you don't...
But she didn't have a family, so out of...
As we learned in Black Widow, this was her... I have 2 families. Avengers family and her Russian family that was fake from the beginning.
Fake.
By the way, I should have said this at the beginning. There are going to be spoilers contained within all of this stuff for Black Widow. Probably we're just going to bounce around on some of that. So just be forewarned.
Mine doesn't have spoilers. My topic.
That's true. But I just want to warn people up front that we might let some things slip, like the fact that her family's fake, in case you didn't know that already.
But I mean, you kind of knew that from the trailer, right?
You know, I believe that most things are pretty inherently understood, but then you met people like Jessica, and it's like, right over her head, just ding. So you don't think Endgame?
I don't think it was her best, just because I didn't really know. She wasn't in the movie for very long. So,
she was in there pretty long for most of her showings and movies.
I mean,
personally,
honestly, I loved Black Widow.
So you think Black Widow
really,
is definitely the best one
really
for her?
I really liked Black Widow, so yeah.
I think it's so easy to make that pick that I'm not going to.
Oh, well, okay.
I think, honestly, probably Winter Soldier was her best one, because that was the first time she was in a smaller cast. And what I mean by that, and Iron Man 2 was her first showing. It was the first time she was there, but I was just enamored with seeing Black Widow for the first time on the big screen. So you kind of have to get over the initial excitement of that. To really appreciate what the character's about. She was in Avengers, but then she's part of an ensemble. Kind of gets lost with... Well, I mean, just think about it. You've got Hulk, Iron Man, Captain America, Hawkeye, Nick Fury, all of them, and Loki all mixed into there.
Right.
So you kind of get lost in there as a group. But when you come to Winter Soldier, which is her first non-debut movie, non-big movie, it's just her... And Falcon and Cap, as the main heroes in that. And so she gets a lot of screen time. We learn how involved that she is in the whole process of what's going on in the movie. What were you laughing at me for?
You're involved.
Involved in things. But also, she makes a choice, another sacrificial time, because at this point in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, remember she's got all this, call it red in her ledger.
Yeah,
we learned about this in Black Widow. That was all hidden by S.H.I.E.L.D. But when she helped take down S.H.I.E.L.D., all of that became free game for the public to know about, because she released all the records so they'd know how evil that Hydra, who had infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D., had become within S.H.I.E.L.D. and taken over everything. And the guy even says that when she's about to click the button to release all the files, if you do this, you won't be able to hide from your past anymore.
Right.
And he says, "Are you ready?" And she says, "Are you?" So it's kind of bad, my girl just dropping bombs on people and says, "Look, I don't care at this point.
Right.
I've got so much
here
red in my ledger that I've got to just deal with it at this point." So I think personally, Winter Soldier's probably my favorite of her, because there's a lot, she does a lot in the movie.
I mean, that's fair, but so obviously I like a good backstory.
Okay.
So, I mean, I loved Cruella. I like all these,
origin stories.
That's the word I was looking for. The origin stories. That's what Black Widow gives me. I understand more about her, why she is the way she is. I just feel like we needed that. We've needed that all along.
We have, but I wish it had come sooner, personally.
Well, duh, but I can't change that. And that doesn't mean that she's not a good character.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But I think that's what people really wanted out of this, was like a true origin story. We'd got an origin story just by telling it through flashbacks and burying the past, burying her origin. Basically, instead of revealing her origin story, we picked it up and then buried it again.
Okay with that.
I am, to a certain degree, but it just is kind of like, what could have been if they had just done a little bit more, a little bit sooner with her?
That's fair.
But she's been in a lot of good movies and had a lot of great performances. I think probably my least favorite, if I'm honest, she has the least screen time in Infinity War. Mm-hmm. And she's like full blonde and, like bleach blonde.
Yeah.
She has some funny moments in it, but it's not a lot of screen time for it, so it's hard to make a judgment case. Ultron, she kind of had the damsel in distress moment, but also it was the weird Hulk and her romance.
Yeah, that I forgot about that.
When it initially happened, I was like, okay, it's something new. Let's see what happens here. It's a little awkward,
A little.
Never mind. I was going to go someplace. Nope, this is a family show. We're not doing that here. But Age of Ultron, probably just because they did some weird things with her character and they're just kind of like, don't really like it. But Winter Soldier, Endgame, definitely. And then obviously her origin story. But I didn't even mention it really. I like her first appearance in Iron Man 2. Because she was like a dual agent in that. She was pretending to be something she was, and all of a sudden here's Black Widow doing spin moves and all this stuff.
Kind of like Spider-Man.
Just kind of like Spider-Man, except
that's why you like her.
No, flippity flippity flip like that.
She's just got the pose.
She's got the pose, and she's got the little stinger things.
Yeah.
I know you wish you probably had some of those for me.
Yeah. I wish I had like the Spider-Man. So we've been going through my series of things I would not wait an hour to ride.
Your series should be titled Things That Make Kyle Upset That Jessica Says.
Now that's fair. So we've already done.
Continue today.
We've done Magic Kingdom and we've done Hollywood Studios. So next I picked Animal Kingdom. This actually was the hardest one for me.
Well, you know why?
Because there's the least amount of things.
Well, rides and attract. Because we're counting attractions in this too,
shows
and all that kind of stuff.
So I only picked two. Because there are a lot of things that I would wait more than an hour for.
Well, when there's not that much to do, you have to.
Well, exactly. But I would even, you'll be shocked at some of the ones that I would even wait an hour for. But
I don't think I will be. I think I've got this one pinned down for
you. Okay, fine.
No.
I want you to guess one. I know you can get the one.
The one is the Navi River Journey.
Nope. That's the one I knew you were going to guess.
Wait, hold on.
I would wait an hour for that.
So our rule is still an hour. That you would wait.
Yep.
Okay.
I would wait an hour for Navi.
You know what?
Because honestly, it smells really good in there. it's cool. You're at a sun.
I was not ready for that.
You get that creepy little doll thing.
The what?
You know,
the creepy little
the Pandora
doll?
Thing. And I like the music.
Have you ever seen the video where the thing broke and it was like?
Yeah, that was
like
freaky.
Shaking and stuff. The hydraulics were stuck.
So I would wait an hour for that, Kyle. What do I absolutely...
We got to park it here for 2 seconds, because I need to work through this. Because, yes, I would say, can we both agree that the ride's a little underwhelming?
For sure. But again, I would not wait 90 minutes.
That's true.
But I would wait 60. Because it's always like a 4-hour wait for some reason.
It's one of those things that I don't have to do it, but I'm disappointed if I didn't do it.
Because exactly.
It's cool inside.
It's a decent ride. It's not the best.
It's literally if they took one more minute and made it
a smidge longer.
Just a minute longer with some more things. Like
maybe gave you snacks during it.
And there it is, back to food. No, Navi snacks in there.
I mean, whatever
snacks
they eat.
Snacks from Pandora.
Berries, nuts, squirrels, I don't know.
That took a turn. That was interesting.
So.
But yeah, okay. I guess I would wait an hour for that.
Okay. What would I not wait an hour for?
Bug's Life.
Nope. I'd wait an hour for that.
You would wait 1 hour for it's tough to be a bug.
Honestly, over these other two, yep.
Really?
What would I not wait for? Come on, Kyle.
I don't know that you can count the one. I know what it is.
What is it?
You never have to wait for it.
What is it?
It's the bird flight show. It's up.
No.
Are you
what? What is wrong with you, Kyle?
Are you serious? You wouldn't
The Finding Nemo show.
Oh.
So, I hate.
Wait.
Hate that show so much.
So you are legitimately telling me that you hate the Finding Nemo show more than the Bird Show.
Way more. I like the Bird Show. I just don't like feeling like I'm going to die.
Well, that's, I mean, at least it's exciting in that.
Here's what I'll tell you. The Finding Nemo show. Mm-hmm. Are the actors, singers, performers, do they do a fantastic job? Absolutely. Do they perform it to the best of their abilities and way better than I could ever do? 1,000%. Do I hate the music and does it get stuck in my head every year? Yes. And in that big blue world. No!
Blue world.
That song literally makes me want to bang my head against a wall.
Help me understand what's wrong with that move or song.
I don't know. It makes Nemo so whiny. I just can't. I can't. The only redeeming quality in that whole show is Dory. That's it. I hate when they have those little things that go in between the lanes and, you know, and like, what is it? The jellyfish or like they're walking through the aisles and stuff. Just stay out of my space. Just no.
Why does that stress you out so much?
Because I just want to be in my space. The chairs are not comfortable. There's nothing that I like about the Nemo show. Again, actors, producers, everybody does a fantastic job. It is just 100% not my thing.
So look, when I think about value and what
That's not it.
Think about it. If you're going to be waiting an hour, that's an hour of your time that you're giving up. You need to think about quantity of things too. So
yeah.
If you wait an hour for the Navi River Journey that's over in 2 minutes, that's a lot of waste of time. If you wait an hour for a 10-minute max, not even 10 minutes, it's tough to be a bug show. That's a lot of your time for not a lot of value. At least you get a Broadway-esque production.
Kyle, I hate it. This is my
I'm
segment.
I'm just saying, that makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense.
Absolutely no sense.
So that's fine. Your opinion sucks. I hate that show. I would not wait an hour
What's
for
number
it.
Two for you then?
Rafiki's Planet Watch. Hear me out.
But you don't wait for it ever, really.
You could have to if everybody did it.
That's true. Okay, so you're
stop poking holes in my topic.
So you're counting everything. Like, you're counting everything in Rafiki's Planet Watch. The petting zoo, the, like, veterinary watch station.
All the things.
Exhibits you do back there.
Because by the time you ride that train thing to get over there... Mm-hmm. If I'm waiting an hour to get on the train to get over there and then spend 30 minutes to an hour over there and then wait to get on the train to come back, I've wasted 2 hours of my day.
Okay, so I will get on board with that because that is not like when I was making the case of time management and your value for your time. That very much falls into that category.
Now, hear me out. That year that we went for our anniversary, our first anniversary, sure. And there was like nobody at Disney. It was wonderful. We had the best time. We had an awesome time, like, meeting Rafiki and doing all the animal things. And,
doing all the things.
You know, it was really, really cool. Like, I think it is awesome edutainment, as you call it. But on a day when the park is slammed, like typical Disney, I would rather spend my time waiting in line for the safari, for Pandora, for Kali River Rapids, for any of those other things.
You'd wait an hour for Kali?
Yep. If it was hot.
As much as you hate getting wet?
If it was hot.
I would definitely... Kali, again, is just like Navi River Journey for me, where it's... The line... The ride is not worth so much the rate, except unless you get, like, the fun part of it. Like, if you get wet, then it's like, you know, I had fun with it. But if you're the guy that misses it, even if you didn't want to get wet, it's kind of like, oh, is that really worth it all that time?
You know which ride... This is not my topic, but you know which ride the line takes forever? Mm-hmm. Freaking Everest. It feels like when you're in the middle section of Everest,
I feel opposite
it feels like it does not move.
Oh, see, I think that line constantly moves.
No. Okay, you're just arguing.
It is. No,
today.
No. I know. Seriously, next time we're there, which we don't know when that'll be, I want you to really focus on how often you actually stop. And when I say stop.
We never ride it just regular. We either do single rider or fast pass.
Well, and we haven't had a chance to do Fast Pass in every year since they did the
reservation
system.
And the last time we did it, we did single rider every time.
Well, that's a great experience right there because you're just like almost on.
I love single rider. That's the best invention ever.
But no, we have done in the line because we've caught it like at good moments where it was like 30, 35 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
And I cannot think of a time where I've been in that line and physically stopped for more than a minute.
Oh, I can.
I think you're wrong on that one.
Of course you do, because you're argumentative.
Is there anything else like out there in Animal Kingdom that you wouldn't wait for?
Honestly, no, because I went through all the rides, attractions, shows, everything.
I am shocked that the bird show is in there.
I don't hate it. I think it's exciting. I think seeing all the birds is really cool. I'm just terrified of birds. That's a personal thing. That has nothing to do with, you know.
It's a weird thing is what it is.
Well, All right.
It's very, very odd how much you are afraid of birds. Those are our topics for this week, so now we're going to hear from you on a couple questions for each of our topics. First of all, for me, I want you to answer, what's your favorite movie that Black Widow is in? You know what? In fact, I'm going to take Black Widow away from you because that's too obvious. You can't do that. Every movie is available except for Black Widow. Which one is the favorite one for you that she appeared in? What else you got for them?
Obviously, my question is, what would you not wait 60 minutes for in Animal Kingdom?
Do not disparage Nemo. Don't do it. It's a great big... No, I was about to do Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow, Great Big Blue World. Everybody sing it together.
No!
Right now. All right, we want to hear from you in the comment section below what you think about those questions and our topics. Keep that conversation going. What else should they do?
If you haven't already, please consider subscribing to our channel, turning on that notification bell, and liking this video if you enjoy it.
And if you want to check out more in this series, we'll have a playlist available for you in the description, but also up above in the video right now. Until we assemble again,
may the force be with you.
And we'll see you real soon.
Bye, guys.